What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I appreciate you for joining me on today. If you're up at 6 a.m. listening to me on the web station, thank you so much for getting up, supporting. It means so much. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms like iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, just to name a few, and recently added TikTok. If you're listening to me on any of my platforms, thank you so much for pressing the play button. My returning listeners, thank you for coming back. If you're new here, welcome. I speak about positivity on my podcast and encouragement. My mission is to motivate, uplift, and encourage others. So hopefully I'll say something in this episode or any of my other episodes that will motivate you. If you know someone that could benefit from listening to my podcast, then please share my content. I would really appreciate that. So I want to get into today's message, which is stop allowing people to talk you out of your dreams. Stop allowing people to have an opinion about your life and where you're headed. All of us are on our own journeys. We have different paths. No matter how much we may want other people to be on the same path we are or on the same journey, it doesn't work like that. We were all created as individuals. Therefore, we have to individually walk our own path, find our own way, and walk in our own purpose. Some people know their purpose and some don't. But if you are one of those people that don't know your purpose, don't feel bad because it takes a while sometimes for people to realize exactly what they were meant to do. I was confused when I was younger about exactly what my purpose was or what I was supposed to be doing. I had no direction at all, I'll be completely honest. I was just pretty much trying to find my way in this life. And I made some mistakes. I ran across some not so good people. But through all of the things that I went through and the experiences, I learned that my purpose is to motivate, uplift, and encourage other people. I will forever motivate, uplift, and encourage others. There's a feeling of accomplishment. That's not really the word I was looking for, but I feel like that is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And it makes me feel good to help others. No, I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the techniques. I haven't read every book created, but my life experiences has prepared me for this moment. The things that I went through prepared me for this moment. And sometimes I speak about really personal things that I went through because I feel like maybe someone else went through that. I feel like maybe I can say something to prevent someone from going through certain things. But whatever the case may be, I'm supposed to speak on certain things. And I usually go off of how I'm feeling, what the spirit is leading me to say. I go off of what I think the Most High is wanting me to put out. And that's what I talk about. I don't write anything down. None of this is scripted. I just feel like whatever is said is meant for someone, including myself, because I am a work in progress. I don't think anyone has completely just done everything that they're supposed to do. I don't think there's no one out there perfect like that. I think all of us are trying to find our way in one way or another. And I am continuing to be positive, surround myself with positive things and positive people. I no longer allow negativity to just stay with me. If there's a situation where negativity presents itself, I quickly shut it down. I don't have to subscribe to foolishness or negativity. None of us do. We have the power to get rid of that ASAP, because the mind is a powerful tool. You can quickly tune out negativity. You can walk away from negative people. You can block them from your life completely. I've done that to certain people. But if anyone knows me on a personal level, which there's a few people that listen to my podcast that actually know me in real life. If you know me, you know that it takes a whole lot for me to walk away or for me to say I'm done. And I've always been that way. I try to, you know, look at things from both sides. I try to weigh my options. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. But if I walk away, it's because you've earned that. You've pretty much earned it. And when I walk away, I'm not coming back. So, I think that we should all get in the habit of, I don't know, giving people the benefit of the doubt, but not just allowing people to just play in your energy. Because people will. They will play in your face. They will play all in your energy if you allow it. People treat you how you allow them to treat you. If they know that they can't come around you with negativity and gossip, if they know that, if you've put your foot down and made it known that either you're going to be positive or you're not going to be around me, then they wouldn't come around you if they knew that you meant business. Sometimes you have to show people that you mean business, that you're trying to elevate in life. You're not trying to sit around and be negative. You don't want to be in a low frequency. You're trying to become your better self. You have to open your mouth and let people know this. Because, like I said, people will play in your face. Sometimes people will try you just to see how positive you really are. And then they'll turn around and say, oh, look at her. She's not positive. Look at her. She's cursing at me. She's going off. I knew she wasn't positive. People will try you. But if you're faced with people like that have time and energy to just sit up and play, then you don't need to be around people like that anyway. You're in the wrong environment. If those negative people are coming to your house, you don't have to open the door. Stand there and just look at them from the window. Just because somebody's ringing your doorbell or knocking on your door does not mean that they have to come in. Because whatever energies and spirits that they have on them are going to come in your house when they come in. So if they're already negative and then they have all of this coming in with them, what do you think is going to enter your home, your personal space, your positive space, your good energy? That's why we have to be mindful about the people that we are around, people that we allow to call us, people that we allow to come in our homes, get in our cars. You have to be mindful of that. And I am very cautious because I don't have time to be dealing with other people's issues. I don't have too many of my own. So I don't have time to worry about other people's issues or other people bringing other people's issues to me. Like, I'm too grown for that. Too grown, don't have enough time. I'm thinking about elevating. I'm thinking about moving to the next level. That's where my head is. It's not on the latest gossip or talking about people. Like, I'm not there with it. And I really feel like that's why certain people have been dropping out of my life, like flies, like literally dropping out. And then when I sit back and process that relationship, friendship, anyway, I have to ask myself, were those people benefiting me? Were they adding any value to my life? How many times did they come visit me or call me or check on me? Do they have a relationship with my children or my grandchildren? So these are the questions I have to ask. Like, am I really losing anything or anyone of value? Because if they don't resonate with any of those things that I just mentioned, I don't think they add much value. Pretty much just taking up space. And I used to question myself and just ask the question in general, like, why are these people leaving my life? Like, what is going on? I'm not doing anything, or I have to second guess myself. Like, am I doing anything? And then as I matured and got a little older, I realized that certain people are not meant to go with you into your next season. Sometimes those people are supposed to drop out of your life because where you're headed, they're not going to be able to take it. They're not going to be able to rise to the occasion. They may be a little jealous. If you're constantly evolving and trying to elevate in this life and you want more for yourself, and then you have people that are basically riding your coattail that are not doing anything in life, basically just existing. You don't need to drag that kind of dead weight with you anyway. Because that's all it is. It's dead weight. You pulling them along with you, and they're going to be dragging you down. Bringing their negative energy around you. Their low frequencies around you. And eventually, they'll rub off on you if you allow it. And oftentimes, we do allow people to drag us down. Mainly if we love them. But at this season of my life, I've learned so much. I've been through so much. I've seen so much. So I'm not trying to drag anyone with me. We can grow together. Excuse me. We can try to elevate. We can talk business, leadership, motivation, encouragement, uplifting. We can talk about things like that because that's where I am in my life right now. And sometimes you have to reintroduce yourself to people because if they know you from the past, the old you, they might be confused. They might think that you're still that same person that they used to know. So you have to reintroduce yourself when you start outgrowing people and elevating and changing. You have to let them know that that's not you. You don't subscribe to that same person that they used to know. You don't live there anymore. That's not you. And if these are your people, they'll understand. If these are not your people and they're not riding with you, they're not supporting you, they're not rooting you on, they're not going to get it. If anything, they're going to say that you're acting funny with them. You've changed. You're not the same person you used to be. I used to look at that as negativity. But if someone tells me you're not the same as you used to be, that's a positive thing for me now. Sounds like music to my ears. Because I am not the same person I used to be. I don't even speak the way I used to. I don't do the things I used to. I don't even read the same books that I used to. Because I'm constantly trying to figure out ways to better myself and to fly high, to vibrate high, to become my better self. So when you're in that situation, you should get around like-minded people. People that think like you. People that are also trying to elevate and move to the next level. People that want something out of life. Those will be like-minded individuals. People that are not going to judge you or sit up and say that you're not the same as you used to be. Trying to call you out. Because they are where you are. They're like-minded. So get around some people that are like-minded, some people that want more out of life, and people that will root you on and be happy for you. Get around some people like that. If you're around somebody and every time you turn around, they're looking at you side-eyed, or somebody has their lip turned up, or talking negative about things that you say you're going to do, come on now. You already know what that is. And you don't need those people in your energy at all. So cut them. Get you a pair of scissors. Cut them off. Cut them off. They're not benefiting you, so cut them off. Because Lord knows I had to. And I think the worst ones are the ones that are in your face calling you friend. And you don't even hear from them for like 4, 5, 6 months at a time. Now, I'm going to say this. Nobody's that doggone busy. Come on now. No one is that busy where it takes you 6 months to reach out to your friend to say hello. Not even a phone call, but a text. How freaking busy do you have to be to wait 6 months to say hello to someone that you call a friend? I don't think you're busy. I think you're full of crap if that's how you treat your friends. And I've said before that you can't call everyone a friend. That word has to be earned. And if I call you friend and you mess over me, you're not going to get that phrase back again. I can't call you friend. I value my friends and my friendships in high regards. If you're my friend, I love you. You're special to me. I would do anything for you. I am loyal to you. That's what a friend is. I'm going to check up on you. Even when you don't want to be checked up on, the type of friend I am, I will check up on you and genuinely care about what's going on with you. Not show up just to say I showed up and then disappear in the wind and you don't hear from me forever. Now, I know we're all grown and people are busy. I get that. But realistically, most of us, majority of us, are on our phones all day. We're doing something on our phones all day. And I promise you, it only takes seconds to send a text message or email. Seconds to say, I'm thinking about you. I hope you're having a good day. You're on my mind. I love you. It only takes seconds. And if you can't get that respect in a friendship, then you have to sit back and really think about the friendship. Is this really a friendship? My opinion, I don't think it is. I think sometimes people are just so used to people that's been in their life and they just don't want to let them go. So instead of just disappearing and never showing up again, or just saying, I don't want to be your friend. They just string you along, bird feed you. And that's so sad. Because like I always say, life is so short. And we should cherish the people that are in our lives, especially if they're good to us, if they're actually good people. Cherish that. If something happened to you tomorrow, you know your friend is going to be there for you in one way or another. Those people that say they're your friends and hop in every other month or every 4 or 5 months, they'll show up as soon as something happens, but they'll disappear in the wind again. You won't hear anything from them. And I'm speaking, let me say this too. Let me say this. There are people, family and so-called friends. Say, for example, you lose a loved one. Of course, when it happens, everyone is calling, stopping by, being concerned, telling you if you need anything, let me know. I'm here for you. All of that good stuff. In the moment your loved one is buried, after all the smoke is cleared, after everyone is gone back home, you don't even hear from those people anymore. I think that is so sad. I used to hear about people doing that, but it really, really hit me when I lost my brother. And he had me listed as next of kin. And I had to do majority of the things, including plan his funeral. And I just had a whole lot to deal with, a whole lot on my plate, including the emotions behind losing someone that was so close to me, that I literally spoke to every single day, all through the day. That was tough. And everyone that really, really knows me knows exactly how my brother felt about me. He was very overprotective. He was like an overprotective dad, if I'm honest. Very, very overprotective of his little sister. So they knew he loved me. And of course, I love my big brother. So everyone knew how hard I was taking it. Very hard. Oh my God. So I had a few people that, you know, reached out. I'll say the last person reached out probably a week after the funeral. I haven't heard from anyone else. And it's been 8 years. Yeah, you heard that right. 8 years. Now, I know it's not anyone's responsibility to check on me or anything. You know, we're all grown, but I just think it's ridiculous how people say, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I know you're going through something. I'm here for you. Call me if you need me, but you never hear from them again. And I've had other people to say that that same thing happened to them. And it's like, why do people do that? Why? Because everyone's emotional, and that's just what they think is necessary to say at the moment. Like, are you just being nice? I'm here for you. Call me if you need me. I think we all should get in the habit of, if we say that to people after losing a loved one, please follow up and check on the people. Check on them. I'm not saying give them anything, don't give them money or nothing like that, because I most definitely wouldn't have taken anything. I didn't take anything from anyone. But just being there, just emotionally being there, or showing concern, showing compassion, keeping in touch, reaching out, that means so much to someone that's lost someone. Instead, we're stuck with the memory of all of these people. I mean, the church was packed. It was so many people there. It's ridiculous. And I think about all of those people that were acting so concerned. And I think, and I had somebody to tell me this, but at the moment, I wasn't like in the emotional state to really process it. But because of the tragic way my brother was killed, I was told that a lot of people were just there to be nosy and like see what's going on and, see how I was gonna handle things. And I'm inclined to believe that. I really am. It was all over the news. It was in the news for a while. The whole situation was in the news. So a lot of people were being nosy and trying to find out information so they could just have something to gossip and talk about. I think we should do better as people. Learn to love people and genuinely show concern and show compassion to people. The world needs more compassionate people, more selfless people, people that genuinely care about how other people are doing. We need more of that. I know there are people out there like that, but they're so rare. And the type of person that I am, if I tell you I'm gonna be there for you, I'm gonna be there for you. Until I feel like my presence is no longer welcome. But I'm going to constantly reach out. I'm going to be there. If I say I'm going to be there, I care about your mental health. I care about you as a person. So I'm not going to just be the one to say, call me if you need me. I'm here for you, and I never show up. Or 8 years go by, no one's heard from me. I'm not that type of person. And you better believe, if I was there for someone, said that I was going to be there for someone and I backed away, it was because the energy was off. It's because something was done or said to make me feel unwelcome and unwanted. And if your energy is off and you feel unwanted and unwelcome, you must remove yourself. Do not force yourself to be around people and situations where your energy is off. Because self-care is important. You should always take care of yourself first. You matter. So maybe someone needed to hear that today. Don't really know how I got off on that, but it needed to be said. And I hope me saying that will encourage someone to go check on your family or your friends, especially if they lost someone and you told them that you were going to be there for them. Or if you need me, you need anything, call me. If you said any of that, go check on them. Give them a random call. Stop by their house. Send a text or email. That'll show that you're still concerned. You're a compassionate person. And you meant what you said. Yeah. I'm gonna leave that subject alone. But I hope everyone is having the most amazing day. I am having an amazing day. My morning started out very well. Got the kiddos off to school. Excuse me. Was able to get a few things done. I am sitting here drinking my tea and minding my business. Still working on this cold. That's getting much, much better. And yeah, probably gonna get some work done, some work on a paper when I get off of this podcast. Probably just go ahead and knock that out. And continue on with my day. I'm feeling really, really good right now. Been in a really positive space, positive mood, and around positive people. So that's a win-win for me. So yeah, if you have not visited my web radio station, you are missing out. You're missing out. I constantly tune in throughout the day and listen in because I'm always playing good music. Just check me out. I mostly vibe out at night though, like 11, 11:30, 12. That's when the music to like calm me down, that type of thing, soft, slow music, and yes, just kind of get me in my zone, get me prepared for bed and everything. And on Sundays, if you haven't came over on the station on Sundays, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I play gospel music and all kinds of gospel music, old and new. So check me out over there on Sundays. And what else? The listener participation has increased again. Thank you all so much. For always supporting, always coming back to listen, for sharing my content. It means so much. Thank you to my subscribers. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you for joining my team. If you would like to subscribe, it is $3.99 a month. You can subscribe to me. You can go over to Spotify and sign up and get on my team. Make sure you hit that follow button too, so you will get the notification whenever I drop a episode. I think that's over on Spotify. Yeah. So I think I've addressed everything that I need to talk about today, you guys. I hope you all continue to have an amazing day. Continue to spread love and light. Continue to smile. Continue to embrace people. Let them know that you care about them or you love them. Always. Don't wait till it's too late and you can't tell them how you feel. Always be open and be honest and let people know how you feel about them. Allow them to love on you and you love on them as well. Love is the highest frequency in the world. And it first starts with self-love. If you don't have self-love, you don't have any. It's entirely impossible to love on other people if you don't love yourself first. So, on that note, I'm gonna get off here and you all can email me if you have comments or episode ideas at KIMIJO774@gmail.com, and I will be sure to get back with you. Please allow me at least one day to respond to your emails. Also, you guys, you can message me on the Feel the Beat web radio station. You can message me on Spotify as well. The web radio station, let me make sure I give you the correct address in case you need to type it in. It is feelthebeatradio.webradiosite.com. feelthebeatradio.webradiosite.com. And I play music all day long. So at any point, you can log on. Hopefully, I'll play your favorite jams. You can vibe out with me. If you are on listening to me on TikTok, you can just press my link in my bio and it will just take you right over to the station. Also, if you're on the web radio station, you can go down to the bottom right. You can press that straight talk about life link that's right there. And it will take you directly over to my podcast. There, you can just scroll down, check out an episode or two. I have many over there. And hopefully, I'll encourage someone. So, I want you all to know that you are amazing. You're beautiful. You're going places in life. The Most High loves you. And I love you as well. All right, guys, I will see you in the next episode. Have an amazing day.